The haunting melodies and syncopated rhythms of flamenco have long enchanted audiences around the world. In recent years, a new generation of Spanish musicians has combined flamenco with elements of jazz, rock, and hip-hop. The resulting style, known as flamenco fusion, is now more popular in Spain than traditional flamenco. Reese Ehrlich traveled to Barcelona for this report.
Flamenco was created by gypsies in the middle of the 19th century. They were the poor outcasts of Spain. Shawarma, lead singer for the flamenco fusion band Elefantes, says initially flamenco was unacceptable to upper-crust Spaniards.
Durante mucho tiempo, una cosa que ha pasado que ha sido muy interesante.
For many years, flamenco was seen as very bad in Spain. It came from the south, a poor region, and nobody was interested. It came from a sector of people who were poor, who lived outside the cities. Now it's just the opposite. Flamenco is very important. The Spanish people have recovered important cultural roots.
By the late 1980s, Spanish youth had grown tired of traditional flamenco, so musicians such as Paco de Lucía and Ketama developed a fusion style that is hip, sophisticated, and danceable. The flamenco fusion bands now sell more CDs and draw bigger crowds than traditional flamenco groups. These days, flamenco fusion includes everything from blues to hip-hop. Javi Turul, percussionist with the flamenco fusion band Eyes of the Wizard, says some purists initially objected to the fusion sound. He says, however, the bands are actually continuing the spirit of flamenco.
Flamenco has always been mixture, you know. Flamenco, where does flamenco come from? They say from the gypsies. Where the gypsies come from? The gypsies come from India, Pakistan, from north of Europe. And then they mix, they come through Arabic countries, they find the Arabic singing. There's never been something really pure, you know.
Flamenco fusion is popular throughout Spain, but the movement is particularly strong in Barcelona. Musicians here developed a unique flamenco style called rumba catalana, popularized by the Gypsy Kings. The singer Shawarma, who is from Barcelona, says the city helps inspire his music.
When you go down streets in Barcelona like the Ramblas, the mixture is very impressive. You can meet anyone. Absolutely anyone. Suddenly here comes a North African telling you about a Spanish song that is driving him crazy, a song that you might not have even noticed. This city doesn't let you get settled. It helps you rediscover your country.
Me levanto a media madruga y tengo una hambre que no vea. Tropezando llego a la cocina, caña para el mechero y le doy a la vela. Y una vela, y otra vela, hay dos para ver que no hay nada en la nevera.
Some flamenco fusion bands write songs that expose society's injustices. Javi Turul explains that's why his group chose the rather strange name Eyes of the Wizard.
The Eyes of the Wizard can see a little bit further, you know. We try with our lyrics, you know, to explain the things that are happening in the world. Try to do a little bit of a social work, not political, but social.
In its very popular song, Nothing in the Fridge, Eyes of the Wizard raps about the poverty facing Spanish workers who have nothing to eat. The rap turns into a four-beat rumba, which gets faster and faster in the end. The combination of socially relevant lyrics, catchy melodies, and infectious rhythms keep flamenco fusion bands playing to sell-out crowds. It's only a matter of time before this exciting Spanish sound gets greater attention in the U.S. as well. For NPR News, I'm Reese Ehrlich, Barcelona.
Va por la calle bailando en la rambla de Subidón.